Overtime on the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome back to it on a free-for-all Friday. Good to have you here. I am live in the middle of Lake Michigan. No, it's true. I'm not swimming. I'm on the Fin and Tonic with Captain Steve out here. We've got the lines down, hoping to hook into a fish on this free-for-all Friday, but still doing all of the... It was the only way I could figure out to go fishing and still work and get away with all of it and have, you know, have the ability to pull it off, and it's working just fine. Technology is beautiful. But when it comes to technology and high-tech and so forth, I'm still one of those folks that likes to touch my money and understand what the assets that I have in this world. So cryptocurrencies are a thing that, I don't know, they remain a mystery to me in a way. And so in my ever relentless pursuit of knowledge, I keep bringing people back to explain cryptocurrency so I can get my mind wrapped around it. Kara Coppa is the CEO and Executive Vice President and Co-Founder of BlackFX, and more than 15 years of professional experience spanning the areas of information, security, governance, and all of these things. And when it comes to cryptocurrency, she has a thing or two to share with us. Kara, welcome back to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me, Steve.
So, please, let's go over to this cryptocurrency thing again, a little slower for the older folks like me in the audience. I don't understand it. How do you value it? How do you make sure that it has value? How do you spend it? How do you collect it? How does it work?
You have to protect it. That's the most important thing. And so that's something we have to all be aware of today.
So when you get into cryptocurrency, people put real money in there, right? They put real money in whatever is black coin or Bitcoin or whatever it is. And when you say you need to protect it, because your area of expertise really is threat detection and mitigation, correct? So when people have something of value, whether it's, you know, cryptocurrency or, I guess, more traditional bank accounts, we have to be careful about that. What's going on today that can help us be more careful? Because we've all heard about people getting their data mined, taken, stolen. I just sat last night and talked to a woman who bought a car and got a student loan, all sorts of things that she never actually did. And it's frightening to me.
It is extremely frightening. Life used to be so much simpler when we would just trade a chicken for a goat, right? So
yeah.
It was much
yeah, like
more
that.
Tangible then.
Yeah, chickens and
but
goats.
Yeah, it's really important to think about, you know, it's your money and it needs to stay that way. So how do we do it? We have this amazing... revolutionary blockchain technology that's come about in this whole crypto economy, and it's so confusing, and it doesn't need to be. It should really be something simple, but more importantly, it's something that's happening every day. We see millions of dollars being siphoned away into the ether, and it's not fair. And so there are the way we boil it down is three ways that you can protect yourself, and it's really understanding about three parts of the technology. There's wallets, just like your physical wallet. There are exchanges,
right,
which allow you to transfer money. And then there's this crazy process called mining that, and each of these three things have a lot of vulnerabilities in them, you know, with wallets. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm just curious. I love the term, by the way, into the ether, because that's kind of the way I feel about it. It goes into this place that I don't understand. It's like it's like trying to grab a shadow to me in many respects, if that makes sense to you, Kara. And so, all right, explain these three steps and the ways we need to protect ourselves. We got about a minute for each one, so we'll have to move along, but let's see how we get them covered. Go.
Sure. So the biggest problem with the wallets is that the coins aren't encrypted, right? So wallets are searchable. Hackers go online and they monitor 2.3 million wallet addresses of high net worth individuals. Can you imagine how outraged people would be if banks publicized your bank account info and transaction history? You know, people just don't know. The hackers can now target the right accounts that are for them. So we need to look at...
They go account shopping is what you're saying.
Absolutely. So
that's
we need to look
shopping
at solutions out there that don't do this. And
the
fact that
thing.
The coins aren't cryptographically tied. So there's no mathematical calculation that ties your coins to your device or your wallet. And so a hacker can exfiltrate these coin hashes from your wallet to theirs. They're just serial numbers, right? It's not secure.
Right, if somebody gets the numbers, they just vanish, as you say, into the ether. All right. What's the second area to protect?
So, again, with the wallets, there's a lot of problems with lost keys. So a friend of mine gave his son 3,000 coins And when he asked his son, how is his investment doing? He said, well, Dad, I deleted the app because I needed space on my phone. It was probably for pictures, but the kid never kept his backup key, right? So users need to have at least two backups of their keys, both in software
and
on paper.
He deleted
the app.
You need
to write this phrase down and put it in your safe.
But he deleted his app, and therefore the access, the money was just gone?
Gone. There is no backup, so
But somebody gets that value. The value goes somewhere, doesn't it? I mean, it doesn't just evaporate. Somebody takes the benefit of that, do they not?
Those coins are just lost.
That's crazy. Yeah. All right.
So 2 to 3 copies of your backup key. Please print it down, write it down, until there's a better way, right?
Agreed. Now where do we go from there?
And from there are many issues with the exchanges, right? So you have to be really careful. I mean, every month we hear about millions of dollars being stolen, $500 million from CoinCheck recently, and the big elephant, $42 billion elephant in the room with BISUM, South Korean's exchange that was hacked, and the fallout is said to exceed $42 billion, astronomical amounts of numbers of money. And so we need to look at this as well, like centralized exchanges, anything that says it's centralized, that means that your key and your coins are being held by these companies. So they're protecting them, quote-unquote, for you. But unfortunately, you can't keep the key under the mat, you know, in front of your house. It doesn't work. Or maybe just in the door. So we need to protect.
All right, here's what I need to do, Kara. I need you to tell the folks where they can find out more about what you're doing to protect their investments and how to keep their keys and their wallet protected. You got 15 seconds for the last word.
So blackfx.com, BLAKFX.com, we're here to save the crypto revolution from imploding from financial theft. We solve the security and liquidity problems that plague the industry. And there is no doubt that crypto crime is the biggest problem in the industry. And so we're here to make it better. And it's going to be easier to use and safe for my mom and the general public to get in on this.
We want to take care of your mom, Kara. Thank you so much for being on the Steve Gruber Show on a Free-for-All Friday.
Thank you.